We're touching base this morning with our state representative, and that is Andrew Fink on the line with us this morning. A little quiet in Lansing itself, but still a lot of politics being talked about and policies for the state of Michigan. Last week, both sides, Republicans, Democrats, leaders from all over the state of Michigan gathering at Mackinac Island for that policy conference. And the governor announcing a few initiatives out of that. A lot of talk at that conference there. How much usually comes out of it that actually goes into effect, as you've seen over the years?
Hey, Ken, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Well, that's a really good question. In the past, the conference has sometimes been used as a way to culminate a policy discussion. For instance, in her first year, this governor signed the auto insurance reform act that the legislature had passed in 2019 at the conference on Mackinac Island, kind of, you know, elevating that issue, or maybe just recognizing what a big issue it was, especially for those on the border who know our friends and neighbors in Indiana and Ohio have cheaper car insurance. So that's sometimes the way it's used. In this case, the governor didn't really even have a particular policy that she focused on so much as an issue that I guess she thinks she doesn't have a clear policy handle on, and I guess I agree with her about that, which I don't always say, but since she's admitting she doesn't know what to do, and I don't think that the ideas of this that her plan are going to generate will be great. I kind of agree this time. But what she wants to do is set up a large, I don't remember the number of people, but I think it's like 28-member commission to make recommendations regarding population loss in Michigan. And I know that's something you and I have talked about in the past, but her idea is to have a new state entity, a commission, I guess, sort of study the issue and then make recommendations with regard to what policies Michigan should be pursuing in order to stem the pretty serious population loss we have in comparison with other states.
Is it the population in general? Is it what they call it, the brain drain that, the kids who are going to college and then leaving here? Is it both? Is a commission like this something you think might actually work to help reverse the trend?
Well, I think that it is all forms of population loss. It is probably true that younger people get talked about the most, and I suppose that's understandable for a number of reasons. I mean, one is, if it's a person just getting out of college and they're just entering their most, economically productive years, then it's a particular loss for that person to leave our state. But I think secondly, there's almost a metaphorical aspect to a young person leaving the state. It sort of suggests that the state doesn't have the same, future or future quality of life as other places do. But I think it is other forms of population loss as well. Retirees don't choose Michigan, that kind of thing. With regard to whether I think the commission is going to be the right kind of answer, I mean, I don't think this is that complicated. Another feature of this conference was members of the majority in the legislature, the Democrat majority, saying that we need to shift in our economic development policy from kind of what they've been doing so far this year, maybe the last couple of years, into a new direction, although I didn't totally understand exactly what the new direction would be. But I think that the overall concept that Michigan should be a state with lower taxes, more open, being more open to economic investment than any other state in our region. If we're the state that's losing population, it seems to me like we don't really have the luxury to overtax people. We don't have the luxury to overregulate people. And if we want them to choose Michigan rather than one of the states just over our borders, then having an attitude of growth and opportunity is the obvious way to go. So my concern is that this commission is going to identify a bunch of other things that are not inherent to a growing economy. And if you want more people to move here, I mean, why did people move here in the first place? It was to harvest the trees that were here and clear the farmland so that they could make it, one of the most productive places in the world to grow crops, and then eventually take advantage of the rivers, transportation, et cetera, and make it one of the most productive industrial bases in the world. It wasn't because of because of some other kind of vague, you know, quality of life thing. And so if we have a dynamic economy, the quality of life will follow.
Are you anticipating what will come out of this commission is just a marketing campaign?
I think that they're likely to offer more particular suggestions. You know, and I'm sure some people have noticed the governor in her State of the State made a pitch that Michigan's very, very permissive. I mean, Michigan legalizing partial birth abortion should be an attractant for economic activity here. So I don't think the governor is just about marketing. She thinks that the policies make a difference. It's just that that's, you know, that's a bad example of a policy that would make a difference for growing your state. So I think that they're probably going to make some suggestions, maybe some fiddling with taxes. I think it's somewhat likely that they'll entertain actually raising the corporate tax, but doing more individual exemptions, something like that. We'll see. But I think that they will make some policy recommendations, and the governor will probably try to take them seriously, or else what would have been the point of this whole thing?
Andrew, thanks for checking in this morning and your perspective on this. If not sooner, we'll talk in a couple of weeks, all right?
All right, thank you, Ken. See ya.
State Representative Andrew Fink with us this morning after that policy conference up at Mackinac a week or so ago.